Welcome to Essential Management Skills. Good management skills are vital for any organization to succeed and achieve its goals. To be a great manager, you must have an extensive set of skills, from planning and delegation to communication and motivation. Because this skill set is so wide, it's tempting to build skills in the areas of management that you're already comfortable with. But, for your long-term success, it's wise to analyze your skills in all areas of management, and then challenge yourself to improve in all of these areas. This course will help you to do so. What are the main functions of managers? Management is often expressed as the process of achieving an organization's objectives through guiding development, maintenance, and allocating resources. The four primary functions of managers are planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Number 1, planning. Planning is the process of determining a course of action for future conditions and events with the goal of achieving the company's objectives. Effective planning is necessary for any business or organization that wants to avoid costly mistakes. There are different types of planning. Strategic planning involves creating long-range goals and determining the resources required for achieving these goals. Strategic planning is the most far-reaching level of planning and involves plans with time frames from 1 to 5 years. Strategic planning includes analyzing the external environment and the organization's readiness to react. Tactical planning denotes the implementation of the activities defined by the strategic plans. Generally, tactical planning involves shorter-range plans with time frames of less than 1 year. Operational planning involves the creation of specific methods, standards, and procedures for different functional areas of an organization. Contingency planning involves the creation of alternative courses of action for unusual or crisis situations. Number 2, organizing. Managers have to figure out how many people are needed to get the jobs done. This management role involves blending human and capital resources in a formal structure, as well as determining how the job flow happens. The manager will divide and classify work by determining which specific tasks need to be carried out in order to accomplish a set of objectives. Number 3, leading. Managers also have the role of leading or directing employees and plans. The goal of leading is to guide and motivate employees in order to accomplish organizational objectives. Number 4, controlling. Managers must monitor what's going on in the company. Controlling allows a manager to measure how closely an organization is adhering to its set goals. Important steps are setting performance standards, measuring the performance, taking corrective steps if necessary, and using information from the process to set future performance standards. Remember, the primary functions of managers are planning, organizing, leading, and controlling.